Welcome to On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. One of the issues making headlines this week is President Trump's choice to head the VA, having to withdraw the nomination and remove himself from consideration. We're talking about that this week with SIU's Director of Debate, Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Hi, actually, I'm really happy to talk about this today, actually.
So we're looking at Ronnie Jackson, who was the president's personal physician, and not just President Trump, but President Obama before that.
He's worked in a couple of White Houses. And so one of the things is we have to learn some lessons about this. When you nominate someone and then they don't pass, they don't even make it to the nomination process, really. And the first lesson I think that we should take is that Trump does take personality over everything else. And part of personality is loyalty. But it's actually been said that Ronnie Jackson has spent more time with Donald Trump, the president, than any other person. And so, you know, President Trump thinks he knows him pretty well, which is why he felt like it was a safe nomination. He's like, I know this guy. I've been with him. I feel like it's safe. And so he takes that over everything. He didn't really vet him. He didn't really look at his, you know, traits. Has he ever run a big corporation or a big environment like that? And so many of these questions just went unanswered.
And the VA is something that's gotten a lot of scrutiny over the last several years with quite a few problems within that agency. I know it's something that several local congressmen even have been keeping close track of.
Absolutely. The VA in some ways reminds me of sort of SIU, in that SIU has, you know, at the top of SIU, we've had a lot of turnover, you know, for one reason or another, but the VA has also had a lot of turnover at the top. And so I think the vetting process is super important. Make sure you get somebody in there who's going to do a good job, who's going to be excellent at this. And so I think that the problem is that there are different rules for different roles within the White House. You can be the White House physician and have passed some security measures, but that's different than getting vetted for the VA. My example of that is that maybe not you, but maybe a lot of your listeners, and certainly myself, I could probably get this job again if I tried. But if I was vetted for it, like they're vetting somebody to direct the VA, they'd really look at my past, and there would be some things that come up that I'd be like, well, maybe that shouldn't have come up earlier.
Is there fault here? Will President Trump have to accept some level of accountability here?
The best way to learn is to always accept some blame for yourself. But I don't see Donald Trump doing that. Our president has not accepted that responsibility in this case. He blames the swamp. He blames the Democrats. He blames the system. But he has not ever said, no, I did a poor job in this. And this goes from everyone, from Paul Manafort to Michael Flynn to George Papadopoulos to Rick Gates, etc. He's never once said, this is my bad. This is on me. So I think the only way we learn is to get our president to start saying, yes, I could do a little bit better job.
And of course, this is something that we'll keep an eye on as we head into the midterm election in November. Todd Graham is the Director of Debate at Southern Illinois University. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
You've been watching WSIU On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller.